Online Podcast 154. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of... We should have a name for this now. Me and Criffy from CDP. Hi, Criffy.
We can call this Chinese Queen, Chinese Tall Queen Clash. or Chinese Tall Queen Stir Fry. And what?
Two walks. Chopsticks.
Oh, yeah. Two toxic walks.
It's so toxic, I'm sleeping on the stir fry, stir fry.
Oh, do we want to call it stir fry?
Sucky, sucky, $5.
Stir fry is a good name.
That's good.
Yeah. How about a talk queen stir fry?
How about ching chong orange chicken?
Ching chong krang.
Chong.
But anyway, welcome everybody, and it seems like everybody likes the show. When we do the stuff together, a lot of people, you know, on the comments saying that they really enjoy listening to the other side of Criffy that they don't usually get to see.
Last time I checked, there's only 3 comments.
I have a lot of email.
Oh.
Yes. But people really like it, and I think Madge played it several times. Oh my god, actually Madge is actually... doing her call-in show right now.
Is she trying to call you?
Oh my god, can we? Can I, like, conference her?
No.
Oh god. Well.
That would be no stir-fry anymore. That would be wild. Jewish stir-fry? Is there such a thing about Jewish?
It's a kosher stir-fry.
Ugh.
No, but what we Chinese like pigs. We like porks. Don't we like pork?
No, we like everything meat. Do we?
Cats?
Yeah. You have a cat. I don't have any animal.
I have
pets,
two cats.
So.
Oh, because you ate them all?
Oh, that's horrible!
Or is it because you are so skinny, you don't want to have cats at home, or you're afraid that you will actually eat them?
No. I have... No.
Well, so...
I don't need any food.
Yeah, I know that. So, people do like that, and I think but more than anything else, I think Madge was so excited about the idea. I don't think she's listened to our shows, but she's very excited about the idea that we should do a show together. So I just thought, you know, we just chat like two Chinese talk queen stir-fry would.
Yeah, but, you know, Chinese talk stuff, like very, very like daily stuff, very housekeeping, like, you know, what diaper are you using?
What product
what
do you use?
Are you cooking tonight? Yeah.
So what did you have for dinner? Your neighbor's cat?
Oh my god, that's horrible!
Although there are a lot of wild cats around my apartment.
See, that's where you get your night supper.
Oh. Wait, you just let your cats out. Do you have any other Chinese in your neighborhood?
No, it's not outside the house. It's in outside the studio, outside the room. Not outside the house. Yeah.
Oh.
Because I want to keep the cat to myself.
When you gonna eat
later?
Cat.
I already made the sauce.
How you gonna eat your cat? How you gonna prepare it? How's you gonna cook it?
I usually deep fry it first, and then I cook it with a bunch of pork fat.
Oh.
With a little bit of dog juice.
Wait, okay, tell me the truth. Are you going to hospital to get a artery bypass, or are you just using like liver biopsy?
That's a diversion that you're going to get a heart surgery.
Yes. I actually needed a bypass, right? Oh
yes.
Gosh, you know what? That could be a very possible scenario, you know, given the fact that I love food so much. But, you know, I've been doing pretty well now. I've been trying to take stairs instead of taking the elevators, and so hopefully that's going to help me not die that soon. But hey, you know what? Let's get serious. I want to ask you, last time we were talking about high school, and I want to go back into having you tell us your high school experience as a gay Asian kid.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about diapers.
Talk about what? Diapers?
Diapers, yeah. We're going to talk about like Chinese
people. How about what kind of sanitary napkins do you use?
I use a cheap one. I go to the $99 store to buy like bunch of them.
Oh, was it made in China?
No, it's in California. They have like $99 store.
Oh, 99 cents.
Oh my god, $99.
Yeah, $99.
So expensive. It's 99 cents. Oh, it's 99 cents. It's 99 cents. I was so stupid. Oh god, I'm so stupid. I'm Chinese. Yeah. I'm Chinese, so stupid. Chinese woman are so stupid.
You know, the tampon they make with the toilet paper roll, and you finish the toilet paper roll, the middle one, they just fold it up small and stick it up.
Oh, I didn't know. Thank you for the people. Oh, you're gonna save me a lot of dollars on tampon. Tampons are expensive. They don't have tampon over the 99 cent store. It's so outrageous. No 99
too
cent
expensive,
tampon.
Too expensive.
Yes. I always go to Costco.
Oh, I love Costco.
Costco has like this. Me too. They have tampons on sale, big bag. It's like 300 of them for like $5.
You know what, Griffy? The scary thing is, I actually have, six packs of tampons in my basement right now. The scary thing is, I actually do have those from Costco.
One funny thing. I remember that back then we go to Costco, and there's one instance, there's only one time, I didn't know what to think of it.
So my mom
was shopping for tampon, and I was talking to her, this one looks cheaper. This one's a good deal.
God, how creepy was that? And I was underage. But it was way back then. I was still in high school.
Go to Costco together. I was helping my mom shopping for
and your mom doesn't have a clue?
It's for real. We are not like exactly very rich back then. So, you know, and my mom is a cheap bastard.
Frugal.
Cheap bitch. So, she made me a... Yeah, she made me a cheap bastard, so I'm cheap because of her, so, yeah. Yeah, Chinese are cheap.
And Madge.
The middle class. She's cheap. She's like got...
But see,
like,
if you buy stuff,
computers.
Yeah, me too, I'm like that. But, you know, I'm just careful with money. So, you know, I went and bought tampons from Costco because my cousin, who is now back in Malaysia, she said that it's very hard to find tampons in Malaysia. So she actually had me buy them and send them back. And I still have a ton of them in the basement I haven't sent home yet. I went there by myself. I went to the store. I picked it out and I bought it like 6-pack of them.
Well, can you imagine that? You know, like, as a cashier and the checkout of Costco, there are tons of hot guys. Oh, God, they have, like, tons of hot guys. And I always look for the hot guy, even I have to wait for, like, a couple more minutes. I always there. Can you imagine you buy a tampon along and the guy happened to be gay, the cashier happened to be gay? What are you going to talk to him?
Why is that? Why, Chris, why do hot guys work there?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like from all ages.
Yeah, because over here also, we have like several in Kansas City Costco. We have several hot guys that, you know, every time we go, we're like, oh, where's Lance? Where's Lance? He's a hot one. Oh my god.
Oh, you only have one. We have like,
well, there's a few others, but I don't want to mention name because one of them I actually know him in person.
Oh, so every time I go to Costco, I am all horny.
Yeah, all horny. Yeah.
What do you usually get from Costco? Yeah. Besides tampons?
Well, shut up! I don't
ramen
get
noodles.
Tampons. No ramen noodle. It's carb.
Steak.
Well, I'm no high calorie. High.
How about tissue paper? Do you eat tissue paper? You buy tissue paper and you eat them, or you buy Costco toilet paper and make soup out of it? It's low calorie.
Yeah, that's
it's not high carb.
It's very
high fiber.
Calorie. Yeah. Oh, very high fiber.
You don't have to use the toilet paper because you already shit toilet paper.
Oh yeah, I'm very clean. I'm very
But seriously, what do you buy there?
Salads.
The big jumbo bag.
And the English cucumber, my favorite English.
Oh, okay, what do you use that for?
And the thing is, they are individually wrapped. So yeah,
convenient. It's
very
already pre-condom.
Wash it. Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, it's already pre-condom. And so you can actually use it, and then do you eat it after that? You stick it up your ass, and then when you're all done, you would just take it out, and it's all warm.
Yeah, it's all warm, and you know,
just cut the wrapping paper. You can use it right away.
How convenient. God, those English, those Europeans are so considerate.
Oh, what else?
Ham.
Ham. What kind of ham? Like the sliced ham or the whole thing? The whole big round thing?
Sliced ham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty normal. Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You know what? I think Costco should like sponsor me.
Me too. Me too. Yeah,
like dream on like they ever will.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to do my next striptease over the cashier, over the register at Costco with all the hot
Do you have one favorite hot guy?
Well, there are too many of them actually. There are too many of them. I have a really great Costco to go to. And I'm serious, there are like tons of gay guys I have seen going to my Costco too, and I think they are there for the hot guys too.
Yeah, and we actually have one. Yeah, I don't know, gay guys are everywhere, so you can actually go. There's one of the one that I always go to. It sort of is around a gay neighborhood, so there's a lot of gay couples shopping on a Sunday usually, and the guys there. You know, I don't know about gay guys working there, but there are definitely a lot of hot guys, gay or straight. And most of them are straight, actually.
Oh, there's one story. There's one guy, he's very blonde, but gorgeous eyes, very Abercrombie and Fitch. He works there.
You shouldn't like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Why?
Because Abercrombie and Fitch hate Chinese people.
So?
So you shouldn't like them.
I don't care, I hate Chinese people.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a disgrace.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that point later, but I'll let you finish the story. So that cute blonde.
The cute blonde kind of noticed me, and he said, you kind of like came here often. I was like, well, I do a lot of grocery shopping here. So I don't know if he noticed me or, you know, I'm too pretty. He's having a crush on me. I don't know. I'm just too pretty.
Was he young or old?
Oh, he's very young. And he's pulling double duty, and sometimes he works in the auto shop too. And the first time I have seen him is actually at the auto shop. You know, you can change your tires over there. So actually the first time I met him was over there. Can you imagine if I put out over their tire? They have like tons of tires just hide there, you know. And place big giant white peanuts into my ass. Oh yeah. But it might be dangerous though. I might.
While sitting on your English cucumber.
Oh, his stick and English cucumber both.
You can stick a watermelon up your ass.
Well, that's too big.
How about the jumbo size shampoo? You know, the Costco Kirkland shampoo, stick it up your ass.
Hey, you which brand?
Oh, shampoo. And the Kirkland one. The store brand.
Oh, that's big.
The Costco store brand.
Oh, that's
yeah,
big.
I know. That's huge.
I buy Pantene Pro V.
Pantene. I just started using their Kirkland stuff. It's pretty good. It smells like coconut.
Oh, coconut.
The shampoo. Okay, so coming back to hating Chinese, why do you hate Chinese people?
Okay, there's one thing I actually talk about it. It's like Chinese here are actually disgrace in a way, because back I'm from a big city in China. So I cannot believe I actually came here across the Pacific Ocean. I love, like, Chinatown is so dirty. And you ask, like, people right now, they're from China, from big city, they actually think, like, Chinatown is so dirty, and it's, like, way worse than, you know, a big city in China. So.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it not, it's not Chinese, it's just, you know,
Chinese being
every
Chinese.
Chinese. I know. I mean, I do agree in a way, and because I want to be nice, I don't agree. No, I do agree in a way that we actually sometimes we do have this term called Gina. Gina is a Malay word for Chinese, and when we use that term, it's like, oh my gosh, that is so Gina. That is a way of describing how sometimes you're like, you know, you don't get in line, you don't do things properly, you don't follow the rules, and you just want to rush, and you want to be the first one to finish this, you want to be the first one to buy that. You know how Chinese people, I'm not Chinese people in general, we're being told we're Chinese, so we can be discriminatory. Is that a word? Oh my gosh. Anyway, whatever that is. Can help me. What is that word? Discriminatory.
Discriminative.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Discriminative.
Well, we can discriminate.
Yeah.
Because we're Chinese.
Oh, I discriminate anyone I want.
No, yeah. I only have the right to discriminate against Chinese people because I am one. But what I'm trying to say is we do have that term because there are, and I don't think it's only Chinese. It's really more Asian people. Gosh, I'm gonna people are gonna hate right.
Oh,
hate
no,
me.
Oh no, okay.
Asian
fine,
people.
I'll see it. Yes, Asian do that. I know.
Asian people do that. You know, sometimes they want to be the first one, and when you go, like, let's say you want to get on board an airplane. Now, this is true. When I was in Taiwan, I was not Taiwan. I was actually boarding from Seattle, and there's a bunch of Asian people. I don't know where they come from. There's a mixture of some Taiwanese, there's some Malaysian, there's some Singaporean, there's some Vietnamese, and a ton of them, and most of them are actually, they don't live in the United States, and so they're actually from the native land, and they don't line up. They just don't get into the, you know, they would say, okay, let's board business class and so and such and such, and they would cramp up there. And because I was upgraded to a business class on the way back to Malaysia, and they were all like stuck there at the door. I don't even have a space for me to move in, even though I was holding the gold boarding pass, and the flight attendant actually have to come to me and then grab me and then push them off and let me get up there because they were all there. They were like 10 times they announced it. It's like, please step away, please step away, let other people board, and they just did not budge a bit.
Oh, do you want to know a better story? Okay.
What?
You know how my father was so rich and he had connections.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I remember this. That's why I love my father, because he had power. Okay, back in China, when I was applying for elementary school, my father really wanted me to go to this particular elementary school because it's very prestigious in a way. I think it's public, but it's like the best. And I don't know, I don't know what's wrong with the division or something, like my birth certificate or like the, or well, the area, something like that, didn't work really out, didn't work out for me. So my father was pissed in the school. So he, you know where he, you know who he went to? He actually went to the mayor of the city. What up? To get me into the school. Jealous. So someone might not get into the school because my father was so pissed. And he went to the mayor and I got into the fucking school. Jealous?
And then you flunk out of it?
No, I was a good student.
Oh,
shut
good.
Up.
I wasn't a whore back then, okay?
Fancy.
But there is one kid I can see that I might be gay and might be potentially very handsome right now, by now.
Where? Who?
Back in China. I don't know. He might be rich, you know. He might be able to, you know. I don't know. But his family might be able to have him here. I think he's a rich kid.
Hey, so Cliffy, when you say Chinese, do you think of people from China or do you think of Chinese people in general everywhere in the world?
I think Hong Kong people are a little bit better, but Taiwanese and Chinese are like all the same in a way.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say though, because I have seen Taiwanese people who are not like that. So it depends on where they come from. So if you're from a big city, don't even mention your ethnicity. If you're from somewhere in the middle of, say, Kansas, you know, because I'm here, somewhere in the middle of Kansas, and you go to a big city, of course you are not going to act like you are from the big city because you grew up in a small town. And same thing for Taiwanese, Chinese, or even, you know, people from Hong Kong, you would find people with that attitude too. But Hong Kong is so small that the likelihood of having not being in the cities is tough because the whole Hong Kong is pretty much like a big city itself. But there are, you know, there are so also the more rural part of it.
Yeah.
So it's just the culture that they grew up with. I don't think it's ethnicity. But it's just very sad that sometimes it does show, and especially, say, in public places, you know, like Disneyland and such, and you see all these people who look like you and they're doing something very embarrassing, and that sort of embarrass yourself too, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it's like, yeah, I can't stand it.
I'm not one of them. No.
I'm from a different Asia. It's
now,
not
see,
on the map.
We're gonna get a lot of hate mail for this.
Oh, who cares? I can defend it. Like, I will defend you. Yeah, I'm a horrible person. So
you shoot out an English cucumber from the ass.
Oh yeah, I shoot the cucumber seeds out of my ass.
Cucumber seed. Beep, beep,
and I watch Pokemon. It's called Bullet Seed. Instead of
Bullet Seed.
Bullet seeds.
Oh, Bullet Seeds.
Pokemon. My version is Ass Bullet Seeds.
Ass Bullet Seeds.
Anus seeds. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, so Cliffy, what do you want to talk about? Do you have? Because I always ask the question. What about you? Do you have any interesting things you want to ask or mention or discuss?
Do you have a topic?
I actually do, but
okay,
I'm just giving you a chance. Oh, okay.
Well, I just finished running and, you know, being adored by those people driving by. You know, I have a few regular people now. You know, they drive by and look at me and fantasizing me. You know, so, you know, I was glorious. So
okay, I have a question for you. So, what do you think about Asian being portrayed here in America?
What? Depends on what you're talking about.
In general, like when you mention, okay, I'm Asian, I'm Chinese, what do people think about first? What are the more typical?
You really have to ask, you know, people from different race. I don't know.
You specifically?
I don't think of anything. Well, I want to think of something, but I really don't know, like, what other people think of us. But, yeah, probably, like, we are pretty smart, good with math.
I was good with math.
That's the thing that I wanted to ask for. You know, that isn't that funny that's the... Were you good with math?
I was.
Okay, I wasn't.
Oh, you are disgraceful.
I wasn't.
I was so good with
I'm
math.
So, I'm so totally I'm, you know, totally crashing the stereotype because I'm fat. I am not good at math. I am very creative, which, well... Don't you think most Asians are not, well, tend to be thought of as scientific and very not as creative?
Well, I think it's a system, or, you know, the Chinese education is pretty, if you ever had been into a Chinese public school, it's quite very specific.
Tough.
And yeah, it's very tough, it's very time consuming, and after the schoolwork, you really don't have that much time to have extracurriculum, and the people who do extracurriculum stuff, they don't have a lot of time to rest. I can tell you that. So
yeah, I can imagine. Can you tell us a little bit about school in China? Because I have a feeling it's probably about the same as it is for us in Malaysia as well.
The elementary was good; it was not as harsh. But when I jumped to junior high, it was a big difference because the homework amount was significantly much higher.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, after you do the writing stuff and you have to like read books, you finish the writing. Like I start doing homework around 7, and you know, I probably finish in 11 or 11:30, and then you have to read the books. So, yeah, it was quite a lot. You know, it was like, 7th grade from here, it's right, 7th grade right here. And, you know, you are doing that much of a homework. And the school won't go out until 5:30 or something like that, 5 or 5:30. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ours is probably, I mean, school time wise, we there are two sessions because we don't have a lot of school classrooms, and so we have to break that into two sessions because there's too many students for one school, and so we would have the morning session. It usually starts around 7:30 and goes all the way to about 2 o'clock or 1:30, 2 o'clock, but a lot of people actually go home and you have a lot of homework and you actually go home and have to go to extra tuition classes. And so that takes up more time, and then you have to go back and do homework and you have to study for next day's classes. It was much, much tougher. Plus, the examination too is very different back in Malaysia because you have to pretty much study for like 3 years and sit for one major exam.
Oh, it's the same. It's all the same.
And it's comprehensive. It's all like overall 2-3 years worth of stuff. It's so tough. When I went to college here in America, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a relief. You know, you're only focusing on this few subjects and you study it. And
you know what? I think that's slightly better. Like my high school here, we only have like 6 class, but you know, longer period. But back in China, it's like 8 classes a day, 8 periods a day. It was a little bit out of focus, I think. That's kind of bad. And, you know, I'd rather be like more focused in 1 year about one subject and, you know, another year. It was slightly unfocused. It was a little bit too much. Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Math, computers.
Interesting.
Oh, and I love chemistry.
You love chemistry?
I actually liked chemistry. Well, my chemistry teacher was fun, so.
Cool.
And there's, you know,
I think I like biology more than chemistry.
Oh, you love the penis.
I like biology.
Who doesn't love penis?
Do you study just male biology?
Oh, yeah. Did you take AP Biology?
Did I?
I'm sorry. You did it. You did not go to high school here. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I did not go to high school here.
Do you know AP classes in high school?
Yeah. Like the advanced.
Okay, yeah. AP biology is the only AP class I had. AP biology. Yeah,
were you a good student?
I was hanging on in there. I think I was a B student, but I wasn't doing really great in tests. But I made up in like projects and labs, and yeah, the tests were a little bit You require a lot of reading and understanding. I don't think I was really understanding it, because you know the English. I think I might do much better because my English is much better right now. But back then, yeah.
Do you want to go back to high school if you were given the opportunity to right now?
Why?
Would you? To go back and maybe become an A student?
I was an AB student. I was a good student, okay. But
what about peers, friends? Did you have a lot of friends in high school?
No.
You did not?
Please don't go there.
Why?
Oh no, I was a loser. I was fat and ugly. I have no self-confidence now.
Oh, is that why you hate fat people now?
Yeah. And my father hates fat people too.
Ah. So, tell me about that high school time.
Okay, well, high school, there's two parts of my high school career. One is in a high school called Arcadia over Los Angeles, Arcadia High School. Mm-hmm. Actually, I talk about this on my show. It's like made up 70% Asian.
Mm-hmm. I remember that part.
And the bad thing was, it's so funny, it's so ironic in a way. Like, those people know that I am gay. Then, back then they know that I'm gay, way before I know.
That I was sure that I'm gay.
Yeah.
But they were really quite harsh on me in a way that I didn't really act out on my gayness. I was kind of, quiet, but when it's my time sort of to shine, I kind of would grab it. I think I was a little bit attention whore in a way.
Hello?
Yeah, I know. Look at me. Oh, back then I was trying to shine.
Momentarily, but it was shining like nobody's business. So, yeah, but there were people really horrible, and there was one guy, he was kind of fat, too. Like, I have no idea who he is.
Asian?
Oh, yeah. He was so horrible to me. I have no idea what his name was, and who was he. I have no class with him, but he would, sometimes we would walk by, and he would yell at me, like,
oh, Cliffy, you are gay, you are so homosexual, somebody threw a rock at him. Oh, God. And I'm like,
who the hell are you? I don't even know you.
Wow. What? How old were you?
15, 16, I think. Yeah. So I was so, I think I was so confused. And, they were the popular group. And I was like this weird guy. So I was confused myself too. So I just kind of shut myself up. And then I moved to Oregon in my junior year, so the next 2 years. And I basically just, I thought I can act different. I can learn stuff from a new setting. And this setting was even more, I think I was freaked out by it because there were, it's majority white people. And there's only a few Asian. And I thought, this different setting might change my attitude a little bit. You know, maybe I should react to with those people. And but funny thing is, my English was not as good as I thought back then. And
this is a funny thing.
God, this is crap. I cannot tell you that. Oh, God, I'm telling you. Okay,
why?
I'm telling
why?
You this. I'm telling you.
I'm the Oprah.
It took me...
3 years. It took me 3 years to figure out what's up means. Oh my god.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, it's an expression.
See, I have that too.
Okay, so,
go ahead and tell us. Go and finish the story.
So, like, they were, like, and the first, they were, like, actually nice to me. Those people were actually nice to me. And they were asking, what's up? How you doing?
And I didn't know what's up means.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
I was quite offensive in a way.
Kind of defending myself, so I kind of shut up, not answering them. People think I was like this, you know, kind of a joke or something like that.
Until one day, like this guy,
you know, like he's asking me like, hey, Khalifi, what's up? And I was like, And he's like,
what is up with you? And that was like a moment of clarity.
The moment
ding, ding, ding.
God has appeared in the sky. I'm like, oh my God, that is what's up mean.
And I'm like,
and I just like have the most horrible day of my life. I'm like, damn, that's so depressing.
Oh God, I can't believe I tell you this. Oh God.
Yay! Oh. What's up?
Killer.
Now see, I still find that a little bit annoying, even like like when people sometimes when people say, hey, what's up? What are you supposed to answer? I still find that annoying still.
Yeah.
So I had a bad rap
from beginning, so can I people stay away from me? I think some people are actually scared of me because I always wear the same color, which is dark navy, and like the same pair of shoe, and you know, very quiet with my big eyeglasses, and people are actually scared of me.
I did not know they were scared of me.
Did you look like a Chinese mafia?
No, I like this like Chinese nerd. And there's one period of time I find out this author really good. He wrote those books that I just like couldn't stop reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I was riding school bus, and the school bus was so early, like 20 minutes early. They deliver you like 20 minutes early before 20 minutes before the school actually starts. So there's like 20 minutes, and I would sit by my locker and read. So people think I was a big nerd. But I wasn't. I don't know how to play chess. I wasn't in any club. Yeah.
But I was good with computers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you have like a few, like one or two very good friends?
No.
You did not?
No, not in the second one. Because I remember saying this in your interview. Like I was frozen.
Uh-huh.
When it came to act with people from different race.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what exactly happened in my school over Oregon. I didn't realize I was frozen. I did not realize until right now. Looking back, I was so frozen.
So like people would people come to you and you just like kind of freeze or?
Well, at first in the beginning, kind of off, but I think at the end of my senior year, I was getting slightly better, but you know, it was almost ending, graduating now. So, yeah, it was no point.
Very interesting. Well, thank you, Cliffy. I think it's about time for your show, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, it's America's Next Top Model. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to let you go. And if you have time, we'll come back and we'll do more later. And thank you for chatting.
Do you really want to do I might be a big bitch. That show make me a big bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll see how much that show influenced your emotion.
Oh, I can't believe that I told you the what's up story. Oh, shit.
I'm the Oprah.
Oh, God, the whole entire fucking world gonna know. God, Matt's so gonna make fun out of it.
Matt does not listen to the show, so never mind.
Oh, thank God.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll chat again. And hopefully we'll do more of this, Chinese Talk Queen? What is it called? Stir Fry.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
Two walks, Chinese talk queens.
Yeah.
Give up.
Two walks. All right. Bye, y'all. Talk to you later. And don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.
Mwah.